Oh, 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 cheeky monkeys.
Get on with it.
Toppy, toppy.
It's Burkamp.
Hashtag fuck Ennis.
That's magnificent.
Hello, John.
Up and down.
Well done. Bye bye.
Come on.
Hello and welcome to a Burkamp Wonderland. And today we are doing a book special. With me today, I have two very special guests. Well, one very special guest and a button monkey. Danny, say hello to the listener.
Hello, dear listener, and hello, dear viewer. And yes, I am the only one leaning into my mic so you can hear me properly, because I'm a pro.
That's because you're a bum licker. Okay, behave yourself. Right, alongside us, we have the one, the only. It's that troll that we all love. Some love to hate, but I love to love. It's Darren Berry. Say hello, Darren.
Hello.
How are you, pal?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. It's good to see you again. It's good to have you back on. You haven't been on for a while, so it's nice to have you back on the podcast.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. It's our pleasure. Darren, as I said at the beginning of the show, doing the book special, please tell the listener about your book.
Why haven't you read it?
I haven't. Danny has. I haven't got a copy.
Well, for fuck's sake. Right, yeah, no. Well, it's the idea came about just before the beginning of last season. And basically what it was, I used to write a weekly blog on Gunners Town, which is like it was a season diary, just basically covering what was going on around the fan base, around the Arsenal every week. And I decided it was worth giving it a go, trying to stick it in book form. And it just went on from there, really.
Fantastic. So the blog you did with Gunners Town, how did that come about? What got you involved with that?
Dave Seeger's a good friend of mine. He was one of the founders of Gunners Town. And I just had this idea of writing every week, like I say, covering what was going on with Arsenal every week. Not so much talking about the football itself, because that's all secondary these days, isn't it? When you've got like social media and all the crap that goes around with football as well. So basically, that's what I was doing. I thought I'd just take that, just follow everything that was going on around social media, around in the mainstream media about Arsenal, and just write a weekly blog, a weekly diary sort of thing. And it carried on going for a couple of seasons before I just got a bit too busy and I just couldn't do it every week. No, I just say last year, I just had the idea that I thought I've always wanted to write a book anyway. And it was just so much work has to go into it. With this, I didn't have to do any research because the content was already there. It was just me interpreting it every week, or every day. So I just started to write every day, and we just wanted to see how it went. And a few months after I started it, it was still going strong. I spoke to Dave at Legends Publishing, Dave Lane,
yeah,
who Legends have published some books of a few good mates of mine, and he decided to his lunacy actually take me on and publish the book, and here we are now. Talking about it.
I think I'm not sure if it's Dave Lane I met at the FBA Awards, I think. But we've done a couple of book reviews with Dave Seeger. My favourite one is the Geordie Armstrong one. That was a lot of fun. So the book is called Clickbait, Life as a Modern Football Fan. And I suppose it surrounds, as you've just explained, it surrounds the social media lunacy of the modern game. As a follower of yours for a long time now, I've seen you...
nutter.
To be fair, mate, I do enjoy it. You see the tweet and you just think, oh, who's going to reply to this? Who's going to bite you? And there's a list
it's
of them.
It's all in the timing, Jace. It's all in the timing.
Sometimes just sit back, get the popcorn out and enjoy. And the fact that people take everything so seriously is a bit of a joy. So you got into yourself and Dave Lane got together, and you put this out. Obviously, as somebody who enjoys following you on Twitter, you're always very honest. You're always very to the point, and you do love a wind up. what sort of, with the inspiration for it, we know what you're doing from the blog, from your tweets forward. Putting that together, did you find it a struggle to sort of pull the social media thing onto paper, or did it come quite naturally?
It was actually quite easy, because the amount of crap that's out there, it almost writes itself, you know? You don't really have to make too much of an effort, you know, it's there, it's the content's already there for you, you know, you can't make some of it up. So it was a lot easier than what I thought it was going to be. Obviously, sometimes you have better weeks than others, you know. Yeah. You're busy, or you just can't be bothered with fucking idiots. It made it a bit harder, but, you know, generally, I found it quite easy.
Do you wish you'd have waited to publish this till after the Merzat Unai Emery business?
That was actually still going on. That was actually going on last season. So Danny's read the book at least anyway. I think I got the better half of it, to be honest with you. Last season was, you know, it's when it all kicked off, really. Now it's just fucking beyond ridiculous. So I think I've done all right with that, actually. Before, I did start to get a bit bored, but I do cover it all in the book anyway. So
excellent.
Available Legends Publishing. If anyone out there wants to buy it, has bought it already.
We'll go through that now. Dan, your questions, please.
Yeah, if anybody wants to go and hear the podcast that Darren was on, we use him sparingly because you've got to use the good stuff sparingly. It was podcast 121, The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. I mean, that just applies perfectly. The 17th of September 2015, and you're on with Mark and me and Chris. Oh, that's the one time Chris turned up for a podcast. Amazing.
2015, Christ.
Yeah. I know, I haven't changed much. Right, so it's... I know it's but when I first read the a tweet that you were doing, I thought it was just you taking a piss as you usually do. I thought, oh God, that's
Most people did.
That was a Lana Morissette style. Isn't it ironic? And when none of hers actually were, I thought he can't be doing that, so I ignored it. And then I saw it again. I thought, well, he's gotten a lot of bother with this one, because so many of your tweets, you do go to quite a bit of bother with doing a little bit of cut and paste with pictures and putting it all together. And I thought, it's only after a couple of months when I realised, hold on. He's actually writing a book here. Now, I've read most of it. It's very good. It's very interesting. It's a little bit like a diary as well for people, but it's a diary of, like you were saying, of how Twitter works day by day. And the only book I know that is anything like that from the Arsenal world before was Kenny Sampson wrote a similar book in a diary base when he was at the World Cup. I think it was 1986. The Mexico World Cup. So that's the only other book like this out there, and I very rarely see that anywhere. But the one thing that made me nearly spit my coffee out was your idea about the new Latin motto for the club. Do you want to tell our wonderful what it is and how you come
I can't remember
it?
What was it?
Oh, you shitbag. I said to Jace before we started, Sean's put the book up on my bookshelf and I can't reach it.
Wait.
You go and get it. I'll cover. So, Jace, what are you having for your sandwiches in tonight?
Nothing.
No sandwiches?
Didn't tell me to have to read a fucking book, mate.
You're promoting your book.
There we go. Wanted... It was ghostwritten.
I wrote it. Yeah, I can't even fucking... This is a long time. This was 9 months ago I wrote that.
Yeah, but it's really funny.
Hang on.
To make people laugh out loud. But at the moment, the Arsenal Latin crest is Victoria Concordia Crescit, which is victory through harmony. And Darren has made his own one up. And it's quite near the beginning of the book. It's one of the first notes that I made for the book.
It's spes autem princeps expectation sumus humilis.
And that's not Harry Potter,
hopes
is it?
Hopes are higher, expectations are low.
So there you go. If anybody from Arsenal is watching, Victoria Concordia Crescit can go and do one. Hopes are high. Is it ambitious?
I think it's quite fitting myself.
It's genius. So what made you, apart from the obvious reasons that we all believe that at the beginning of the season, that's it, this season we're going to do it. What made you decide to put that one? Other than what's blatantly obvious?
Well, I think the main thing was that, that's exactly what it was. I mean, we was in a position where everyone sort of had cleared their heads, you know, everyone was trying to move forward. And it was like, you know, let's not expect anything, you know, and you won't be disappointed, basically. And we didn't expect anything, but at the end of the season, we were fucking disappointed. So it turned out to be a load of crap anyway.
Because we don't have much victory, especially away from home. We don't have much harmony. So actually, if the trades description people get hold of the Arsenal, actually, it's not on the badge anymore, is it? They've got rid of it. When they put the cannon on the wrong way round, they got rid of all the Latin on there. Maybe they knew what was coming. So they do that when we got to the new stadium. Yeah. We should have seen that as a warning. We got rid of the victory thing. Yeah. We're going to just put the cannon on back to front.
I think if they ever do decide to, you know, consult the fans,
I'll be able
about,
to.
A new badge.
Yeah,
you know, they're not like anyone would create that sort of. Rumour on Twitter just for a laugh, is it? So
go on, tell the listeners.
I don't want to give it away, do I?
What have you seen that somebody else might have done then?
No, I don't think
somebody else.
I think we have the culprit right here, but you've got to buy the book.
Along with it. It wasn't him, so he can say what happened.
No, I'm saying nothing. I'm thinking out loud.
All right, shall I bring up another point, Jace?
Yes, please.
Right, you started week one with a loss to City, then a loss to Chelsea. Did you think about giving up the diary after the first two games of the season?
No, because it's more fun that way. If we was winning all the time, it'd probably get quite boring.
Yeah, would defeat the whole point of the
Well, yeah, and it's great because, you know, I'm looking at it now because I forgot most of what I've written. I'm not going to lie to you. Everyone was still, even though we had those first couple of defeats, people were still quite optimistic, you know? And then fast forward to the end of the book, and well, say people, me, I was still optimistic. I know a lot of people were. But then, you know, sort of went downhill further the season went on.
When we were on the big winning run, the 22 match unbeaten run, how did that feel? You know, were you struggling for content at the time? You know, I mean, I always saw that book was going out on Twitter, etc. And you're thinking, well, who's he after today? You know, because to be fair to you, you go after anyone and everyone. That you know, you don't care.
Oh yeah, no one's safe.
Yeah, you don't care who you beat. You know,
I don't discriminate at all.
No. But was it tough during the unbeaten run?
Yeah, it was, because the happier people are, the harder it is to find any sort of content, you know. But then on the other hand as well, when Arsenal are doing well, you've got the mainstream media, the pundits, the fucking idiots that are providing you with the material rather than your own fans. So there's always going to be some idiot out there.
Looking back, do you wish you started it in Wenger's last season? Because that would have been a world-class bestseller. Because that was a nightmare of a season.
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, that would have been quite a thing. But then I guess, you know, the idea throughout the books, it developed over time as well. You know, the idea was that, you know, it was a new era, the beginning of a new era. You know, nobody knew how it was going to go. There was that excitement there as well. So that sort of... I'd got so bored with it towards the end. That last Arsenal's last season, I just didn't give a shit. Just the same as quite a few other people as well. And I just could not bring myself to write about it at all. So I think the fact that with Emery coming in and that this new start, this new era, that actually gave me the a bit of a lift and a bit of enthusiasm to actually get off my arse and to write the thing, you know?
It was quite funny because we actually met... Before, on the day of Arsene's last game against Burnley, I was going to buy.
Oh, so we did, yes.
Yeah, I was going to buy programmes for all the boys. And who do I bump into? Darren Berry. I thought, I've got to go over and say hello. Sure. You know, because this is somebody who's, you know, you're flicking through Twitter, somebody says something that annoys you. Oh, it's Berry. That's bait. That's bait up there. You know, don't click, don't bite. And yet you can still see them all going. So, you know... I
was a bit embarrassed when you got me to sign your shirt, though, Jace.
Well, I'm not being funny, mate. Super dry, you needed something on top.
Especially as you wasn't wearing one.
I was going full Danny, wasn't I?
You know, cheeky.
Moves and everything. But obviously, you know, you've gone from... which, and everybody felt Arsene's last season was a tough one. No matter how much you love or loathe the guy, it was hard work. When form started to dip with Unai, Did you feel that there was a groundswell of disapproval for him that you could automatically jump on with it?
No, not really. I think that's happening now. So I've sort of like started to write a few notes or maybe doing a follow-up for this season as well. But no, I think there was still a bit of goodwill there because, you know, it was the we'd all said, you know, he needs at least a season. You know, yeah. We're not going to judge him this season. He gets a free pass. But having said that, towards the end, the last few games, that running was absolutely terrible because I think that did turn a lot of people against him because we literally needed a point to have made the Champions League, you know, and you're looking at some of the teams that we didn't beat. So I think that ill will was sort of carried on to the start of this season as well, as has our form by the look of it.
You're not wrong. I mean, this is the one thing. Obviously, you've got quite a lot of, you know, you've got a lot of material then. You know, you see people, you know, there's a lot of material coming out of Twitter. You're putting out a lot of material baiting people. Okay, you know, getting a reaction and what have you. How do you sift through that? Is it a case of what you think other people find funny or what you find funny?
No, it's what winds people up more than anything else. Rather than trying to find something that people might find amusing, you go for the jugular. What anyone's pissed off about, that's what you go for. You know, like creating stuff about statues and stuff like that and... you know, all that kind of thing.
I do know exactly what you're on about. Oh god,
yeah. I mean, yeah,
there's so much good content that you put out. It's going to be interesting to read this. I'm really looking forward to reading it. Dan, back to you.
Thank you.
Right, you say the Arsenal official Twitter account is more, and I quote, down with the kids. So are you more of a fan of how the German and Italian teams treat their fans with their Twitter account? Because some of the baiting they do is top-class bants, as I think the Utes call it. We call it taking the piss. So what's your thoughts on the Arsenal Twitter account? Because I don't follow it. I don't follow anything on the Arsenal website because every time I look on there, all their data is wrong, their links are dead, everything is just a nightmare. It's like they've got a load of children running it. So I think that's your point, isn't it?
Well, I think that's the point. No, I do like the way there's some of the other, like say the German, Italian teams and that do it. But even that gets a little bit, it could get a bit much as well. Do you know what I mean? It has to be in small doses because otherwise it just gets a bit boring like anything else does. But with the Arsenal Twitter account, I think the context that I used about them being a bit more down on the kids, It was just that they was literally interacting a little bit more and just rather than just being stuffy like it was for a while, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and, well, that's the market.
Yeah, no, it did get better.
There's no point appealing to us lot by putting pictures of Kenny Sampson smoking a pipe or Herbert Chapman pointing to the ground and say let's win this, boys, in a lovely W formation. So I'll do another one, Jace.
Yeah, please.
Righto. Okay, week 9. Now, I've gone through three of my favourite bits. So, well, week 9, no mention of my birthday, which I was quite surprised about, October the 10th. I share it with Tony Adams and Charlie George. But I love your optimism.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I didn't mention Tony Adams' birthday in the book either. So there you go.
Fair enough. Okay, I'll let you away with that one. You've put... I love your optimism. You have put, war is over. We're getting our Arsenal back. What made you in such a positive mood at the time with that? Because that's quite a nice thing to read.
I'm just having a look through to see why. That's what we stuff full of. That's all right. I've got the book in front of me. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, everything. Well, everyone was happy then. That was when we was like going through that the winning run. And we beat Fulham away that week, and we beat them really well. The sun was out. The away fans were enjoying themselves. They were singing. We've got our Arsenal back. You know, so that was sort of like the inspiration for that. Yeah. And then
we all know that.
Well, we lasted out a week or two anyway. Well, it was good. It lasted.
Well, everybody's into the sports now. We really have got our Arsenal back. It's great, you know. Everybody's at it. It's fantastic. How long did the book take you to write to get through it all?
Well, it was pretty much the length of the season. So you're talking about what, 9 months or whatever? I literally started writing it on a sunbed in Tunisia the day of the Man City game, the first game of the season. That was when I decided to actually, you know, take the plunge. Editing process, probably another couple of months on top of that. That was certainly a month anyway. You know, it was just like little bits and pieces and stuff like that. So when I can't even remember the date it was actually released. It came out, the final prints went out a month or so, 6 weeks ago. So that was that. So you're talking from mid-August through to September.
It's a whole process. Okay, kind of fascinating at times. What are your favourite moments in the book? What's the favourite part of writing the book? Which bit really, you know, did you get a sense of joy out of?
We've got a few chapter breaks in there, so breaks away from the actual from the diary part of it itself. Where this is where Dave Lane from Legends, when we first met up, we decided to bring more of a clickbait theme into it, hence the title of the book. We was actually struggling for a title, and then we sort of like looked at it and thought, you know, we can bring some more clickbait into it, some actual examples of clickbait. And we've got a few good ones in there. You've got the Ozil one with a cup of tea, which is brilliant. With that dickhead doing a fucking the Spurs 11, the combined 11. That was good because it was taking a bit of time away from the actual from the season itself, you know, and just like doing a couple of breaks. There's one on VAR there. There's one on Adrian Durham, which I'm sure you can imagine how that one goes.
The daily Arsenal for about 4 or 5 seasons. He doesn't do it anymore. Not that I listen to that load of shit.
Does he do daily Arsenal?
He's blocked.
No, he's not done that for a while now, I don't think. He's blocked fucking everyone. That was what I enjoyed the most. And obviously, like I say, Durham does get a bit of a pasting from me. But it was actually the only part of the book where Dave said, no, I think this might be a bit strong. So we had to change something anyway. I'm not going to tell you what it was, just in case anyone's listening, you know. But
I'm looking forward to reading it.
It involves violence towards Adrian Durham anyway. I'll leave it at that.
I had the chance to run him over once at Peterborough game. I've said it many times. He was walking. I was reversing. I had the old Audi then. And I heard this person banging on the back. They go, oh, I'm walking here. It's Adrian fucking Durham, wasn't it? If I'd have known it, he might have carried on going.
Double check it as well.
So yeah. At the moment, who would you say are the biggest Twitter trolls of clickbait trolls? I mean, people like, would you class John Cross as that kind of thing? I saw one the other day, why Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Arsenal fans want him to try harder or something like that. And I very rarely tweet people who write articles, and I just retweet that and go, absolute fucking bollocks, you twat. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I don't think... It's a general theme, isn't it? I did see that tweet, yeah, and that was generally the replies that it got.
Yeah.
I don't think John Cross is a troll because I don't think he's smart enough to be one, to be honest with you. I think he just talks shit, bless him. He used to work with my mum years ago, John Cross, and he was at the Island Gazette.
He doesn't make life easy.
No. Like I say, I don't think he does it on purpose. I just think he's... stupid. Anyway, yes. Thing is, I've believe it or not, this season I've stayed away from looking at too much of the clickbait because I'm looking at doing a follow up to the book. And you know, when you've had 9 months of trawling through all that crap, it can be a bit much. Like, do you know what I mean? So I thought, you know, the theme of the next book might be going down a slightly different route. So I do tend to ignore a lot of it now because it just ain't worth it.
You mentioned the Mesut Ozil cup of tea incident. That was Adam Crafton trolling Arsenal fans. And, you know, you saw at that point a groundswell of reporters or a little clique of reporters having a go at the club for our tweet going out. What did you think of that? Because, you know, there were lots of comments back and forth. And when you look at sort of the general level of manipulation, this just, I'm being kind to them when I say this, from the press towards the club, and then for them to react so badly to that, what did you think of that?
Pretty pathetic, wasn't it, the way that they all rallied around him? And I don't know, maybe they were just looking after their own backs, like, you know, just in case that anyone went through some of their old reports or tweets or anything like that and realised that they'd done something just as bad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, some of the twats that were backing him up as well, I mean, it was just ridiculous.
It was.
It's just the way it always has been as well. I mean, obviously, the only thing is you're exposed to it 24/7 now. You know, people have been writing shit in newspapers for God knows how many years. I was looking back through something else that I was doing, looking back from some of the reports in the 80s, and they're a lot worse than what you get now. It's just that you're only getting it once or twice a week rather than every minute of every day. Like, do you know what I mean? And, you know, you wasn't getting... You'd read it, and then that was it, you know?
Back then, I suppose, they could write whatever they wanted because they knew 10 seconds later some kid from South London isn't going to retweet it and call them the C word. They could write
exactly,
it. And
exactly,
no one's
yeah.
Unless you're going to send them a letter.
Exactly that. Yeah. The anti-Arsenal stuff in the newspapers in the 80s was terrible. It was honestly, if Twitter had been around then, you would have had public fucking displays of violence towards some of these people, honestly.
Go on. Okay, right. Week number 20. I was going to say, I'll wait till you go and find it. Which is
20, hang on, 20.
This is the thing when you know you do something like,
oh, it's Christmas. Right, yes, okay. Go on. So
not a fan of Mariah Carey then, and they are the usual, and are they Arsenal underpants? There is a lot about Mesut Ozil. Do you blame him and people's love, hatred of him for the state of Arsenal twatter at the moment? Because, I mean, I've been guilty of this. I mean, I do love to tell people to shut up when they tweet, Ozil's the greatest assist person that's ever played football. And I go, yeah, you got 2 assists last season, back in your box. So, What made you angry? What did Mariah Carey do to you?
What's that fucking song, isn't it? All I want for Christmas. It gets on your nerves after a while, doesn't it?
After the 100th time you've heard it, how dare you?
Yeah, Danny, all I wrote here is... I'm not going to know because I've sworn enough as it is.
you swear all you want, Jason.
I need that. Yeah. Well, it just, you know, tells Mariah Carey to shut up, basically.
And I don't know why.
As for the Ozil thing, I mean, I don't blame anything on him because it wasn't him, it'd be somebody else anyway. It's, you know, people just not moan and argue about something all day, every day, don't they? So it's not him personally, no.
It's funny, though, isn't it? You know, I mean, the things that get you during the course of a season. And as football fans, we all go through it. It's just we all have different triggers. You know, you must be very proud of the book. You know, you've gone through the whole season. You've lived the highs and
lows. I am indeed.
Yeah, we tweet that quite a lot, to be fair. You know, you're a good guy and, you know, you deserve the success for this.
Thank you.
This, what sort of sense of accomplishment did you have when you saw it in print? You know, was it that sense of wonderment and you think, oh my God, I can't believe it?
Yeah. It's been a lifetime's ambition of mine to actually write a book, to have a book published. Since I was a kid, you know, you're not talking about football then. It was, you know, wanting to write like fiction. Some of this is better than fiction anyway, isn't it? You know, it's just that it writes itself there. It was like I say, that is a lifetime's goal of mine, and it's one that's been realised. So yeah, no, it's definitely a proud moment for me.
I'm going to mention Legends Publishing again now because again, they do a lot of.
You'll be happy with that.
To be fair. I'm not sure if it was Dave I met at the FBA Awards. Really, really nice guy. He knew we were going to do the Geordie Armstrong book review with Dave Seeger. Oh, I'll send you a copy. And it's like, that's okay. Don't need to. I do this because I want to know why I should buy the book. Do you know what I mean? Tell me why I should buy the book. Thankfully, Danny's on this and he's read it and what have you. And, you know, this is a diary of a football fan. You know, you've been an Arsenal fan all your life. You know, you go to the Emirates on a regular basis. You get involved with the social media side as well. And for them to take a project like this on, you know, they do the length and breadth of Arsenal football, don't they? They really do support the club in that way. And the fans.
Yeah, they're great. You're great. Dave works so hard as well. He works really, really hard on bringing everything together. You know, there's definitely Mark Andrews has got a book coming out as well. I think that's actually arriving this week. The one song one. I don't know if you must have seen about that as well on Twitter.
Yeah, he's contacted us. We're going to do a book review on that as well.
Yeah, as I said, hopefully we'll have a couple of little signings coming up soon as well, which I will let the masses know about once I know more myself.
Brilliant. Well, you know, on behalf of myself and everybody from ABW, I just wish you the very best of luck with this book. It's really nice to see people we interact with on a regular basis go out there, realise their lifetime's ambition, and do something like this. You know, we've had the pleasure of having Dave Seeger on a couple of his books, and now to have you on as well, you know, it really just adds to that. You know, I'm struggling for a word here, boys. I know it, and I do apologise. I'm letting you down with this.
Is it in Welsh, Jace? Let's see if we can translate it.
It just adds the fan experience. It adds the fan experience. Do you know what I mean?
This makes anyone think they can go and write a book if they want to.
Yeah, but
they've got a good idea.
I can do it.
Well, it's not what I meant.
Don't do yourself down. But you know, when you see people interact with on a regular basis, put out something like this and talk about, you know, how they feel about the club and winding people up, the performances on the pitch. You know, I remember the first time I read the Nick Hornby novel, and it spoke to me. You know, it, being a boy from Wales and not being part of that, sort of being able to go to games. It was electric to read that, and something like this is brilliant as well. So, you know, I know I'll be buying this, and sort of, you know, I will expect you to sign it, mind you. You know, I really will.
Of course, yeah. Well, it is, it's literally, like you say, it's literally it's a journey through 9 months of my life as an Arsenal fan. You know, it's like, I'm just talking and then writing it down, basically. You know, that's pretty much what I wanted to do. I wanted to try and hopefully have a connection with the fans, you know.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's how people see it.
Well, fingers crossed. So where can they purchase the book then, Darren? Tell them where they can buy it.
Well, it's on the Legends Pub site. Well, there's terms, go to my Twitter bio. There's a link there. Okay. It's easier.
we'll retweet that from the pod account now. So you can purchase it via Legends website. Will it be on sale in any bookstores?
Yes, it will be available online from certain websites. So I will, once I know more myself, just follow me on Twitter and I'll keep people informed.
Brilliant.
But I would say just if anyone wants, it's better to actually go and buy it from Legends.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So that's all that's left for you to say, Dad, is thank you ever so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. Good luck with the book. Any message for anyone out there?
Buy my book, obviously.
Okay, so did you ask Darren if he wants to give any away? Because we did one of these reviews with Dave Seeger, and at the end of the show he went, you didn't ask me if I wanted to give any away. Like give one away to a listener or a couple of signed editions away. Did you ask him? Or did he tell you now and you forgot to tell me?
I know I didn't.
No. No, I didn't. That. Fucking buy it.
Yeah, that's what I think, you know.
No, I'm sure we can sort something out. Yeah. Let me speak to my man Dave and we'll go from there.
We're a professional bunch at ABW. And me and Danny, you know, we didn't speak properly for this, because we were too busy mourning about his soup. So that is Life as a Modern Football Clickbait. Life as a Modern Football Fan by Darren Berry. You know, I hope you've got a feel for the book today, guys. Go out there and buy it. It'll tell you about one man's honest experiences during the season, and it's going to be a bloody good read. So, you know, Darren, thank you for coming on, mate. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
Cheers,
good
Darren.
To speak to you.
Danny.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for turning up, Chase.
I try to. I do my best. You know.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's it for tonight, guys. That is Clickbait, Life as a Modern Football Fan by Darren Berry. Available on Legends Publishing. Have a look. Press purchase. It's going to make a lovely Christmas present for the Arsenal fan in your life. Buy it. Don't be stingy. Get on with it. Thank you. Take care. Good night. Dan, switch this shit off.
As soon as I scored that goal, I was fucking livid. Splendid business.